This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the most needy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on RB English Radio. And obviously the title is The Most Needy. And obviously I'm talking about obviously the more deprived people in any society, in any country, in any community. And so the general background is, of course, that the Quran tells us, prescribes to us to give in charity. And there is obviously in one of the Quranic verses, in a sense, a list of, from what I remember, this is in, I think it's in Surah Nisa, but obviously you maybe remember better than me, but I think it's in Surah Nisa, that one of the verses, it tells us, it says, so for example, first, obviously we take care of the parents, then we take care of the relatives, and then it sort of goes, I wouldn't say further down, but then it explains further, it branches out from the more extended family to the neighbours, to the orphans, to the neighbours, to the travellers, to the needy, and it even goes so far as to include also nature and animals. So all that, in a sense, in the exegesis, in the tafsir, is incorporated in that. And so obviously, so I've just said that obviously the very first we give in charity we spend on should be, for example, our own parents. But I'm also going to bring a story that sort of is also that comes within this sort of topic, but it's actually it's looking at it from a different aspect, where there are times where the most needy might not actually be our family, but I'll explain that. So this, and I'm going to be referring to a particular story from the life of the famous Iranian martyr from the Holy Defense, by the name of Pervez Khosrow. He was a much loved and famous commander in the telecommunications unit. Welcome back. This is A to Z on RB English Radio, and obviously I'm talking about the most needy, and I've just mentioned a list that was almost given, and there are several occasions, I think, in the Holy Quran where we have a sort of list of how we give in charity, who we're supposed to take care of, and even though obviously technically we have the parents first, the sort of immediate family, then the extended family. Obviously, there are times where, you know, maybe there's huge need outside of that small unit. So, for example, in the life of famous Iranian martyr Pervez Khosrow, so he had been, he was sacrificing a sheep, and his family were saying, you know, once you've done that, you should take the meat to the relatives. And so he would even, he actually disagreed with them though. And what he said, and this is interesting, so maybe we'd think that, oh, but shouldn't you give some meat to the immediate family, to relatives first? But he said, well, look, our family, they've all got enough to eat. And and then he was also proceeding to actually weigh out the meat really carefully using a supermarket scale. And once he'd done it, then with some of the family members or maybe friends, they distributed this meat, which I said was weighed accurately, into the and took the meat to the streets where the poor people were living. So obviously he had sort of, obviously he knew that obviously we, you know, we take care of our family, of course, but he could see there was a big need here. And so this is something that he thought he needed to address. And yeah, I mean, this is something, and even in the Quran we see this, that obviously the, you know, we're told that, for example, there might be cases where, for example, we give money, for example, and this is also from the life of one of the martyrs, where I think they gave to other people in the street who weren't even Muslim, just because they recognized that, well, hang on, here are some very poor people and they're actually not Muslim, but they're Christian, but no one's taking care of them. So this is the same idea. So we need to always sort of be informed and be open to see, well, we have to look after the really needy. No matter what. So inshallah, this just a reminder to all of us. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AZ here on Arabic English Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.